very familiar with carrier grade NAT and the problems that it caused. I have, the VM in the cloud solution is fine. I've used the Oracle Cloud for that. You get three VMs, four ARM clouds, one Intel VM for free, which is really, really nice. And I've absolutely done that where I've put, whether it's WireGuard or whether it's you know, OpenVPN, something like that, on a node in the cloud and then do it that. But there's a, if you're doing it for ham radio, there's a much, 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 much better way of doing it. The people who run the amateur radio block, the ham IP block, which number escapes me off the top of my head, I think it's 42, something like that, they sold a quarter of the block to Amazon, and in order to do that, they got money from Amazon to sell them a bunch of the IP addresses, and they've been able to use that to really reinvigorate what we can do with that. So you can get in touch with them, and they will assign you IP addresses, real world, I think it's 42, IP addresses, that they use OpenVPN, and they are also working on WireGuard. I haven't checked it recently, but they had started with OpenVPN. And anyway, you can get your VPN in from them using real-world IP. And actually, instead of having just one real-world IP that you NAT on a VM out in the cloud, they're literally going to route to your house over the VPN a block of addresses. And so you get everything that you need. You want to do Echolink, you want to do All-Star Link, you want to do everything else, doesn't matter. You've got real-world IPs with no NAT anywhere, and you can literally, if you wanted to, assign that IP to your to your PC. Make sure you know what you're doing firewall wise if you're going to have a real world IP assigned. But yeah, it's really, really cool. So if you know, carrier grade NAT and VPNs and all that kind of good stuff, I think that would be right up your alley. It's pretty exciting stuff. That again, this winter I want to play with.